And if find a good quantity, then inshallah I won't be able to sit for a while. But what he knows is that, inshallah that will be beneficial for my illness, for my sickness, for my disease. And if I don't take that injection, that pain, that temporary pain, then that sickness will increase. And then when that injection is given, he feels the pain, that natural reaction. No one says that that's unnatural or that person is feeling unnecessary or complaining. Therefore, someone goes to the doctor, gets the injection, comes back and says, well, it's quite pain, it's painful. No one says, no, you're lying, you're deceiving or you're pretending. No, it's natural. Isn't that natural? When we for ages we are doing something, as customary as ritual, without basis or proof, then someone comes and says, what are you doing? You react. It's a natural reaction. When you are doing something continually for some time, not realizing why you're doing it, and when someone questions you, he says, what's happening? Natural. So therefore, what is going to be said, we should not be upset. We should be cool, we should be calm. Be at ease. Do not get emotionally worked up. Do not get upset or anger. It's natural. Give it a thought. I just visited to your town and trying to say something. Adab of Islam is that give your visitor a hearing. Just need to say something of Islam. And especially if you're talking about Quran and Hadith. Our deen is based on the Quran and Hadith, Qiyas and Ijma. Qiyas is reason by analogy in the spirit of the Quran and Hadith. And Ijma is the consensus of opinion of the ulama, Ikram of which is very deep. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala on one day, he got up to speak in the khutbah. When he got up to speak, one Arabi, one villager woke up from the center and told him, Ya Umar, Hazrat Umar said, listen to me. The Arabi said, Ya Umar, we not listen to you. Hazrat Umar said, why are you not listening? He said, listen to me. The Arabi said, Ya Umar, the booty has been distributed. They just have won a battle. We got the booty. The booty has been distributed. And I see two pieces of cloth on you, young one. You're supposed to get one. Where you got the other one from? How can we listen to you? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, very cool and calm, said, this is my son, friend, Umm Umar. Yes. Oh, my son, explain to me. Hazrat Umm Umar got up and said that my father was getting late for Salat of Jummah. And he had what? A piece of cloth and he took it up for drying. It was not ready. I told him, oh my father, you are getting late. I have also got one piece of cloth in the booty. You use mine. That is why he's got two on one. One is old and one is mine. That's the question. Yeah, Umar, he clarified my interest for me. Everything was taken into consideration. No going off with Islam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala one day gave us a speech. Said that whatever I do, I pertain to the Quran and the Hadith, whom my congregation follow me. One person got up and he drew his sword and he used to his sword. Said, Ya Umar, remember the sword is here also. You go one hair breadth away from the Quran and Hadith, the sword is here. Who they saw it? Umar radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah said that the devil fears him when he goes into the alley. The devil fears him. The simple belief that saves him of this. The spirit of following Quran and Hadith. Everything in Islam must be done according to the Quran, Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing must be done contrary to it. We are that. Simple people. Especially our mothers. And especially my brothers, I dare to say our noble brothers. We do not realize what we do. We do not think why we do things. Anybody comes and tells us anything that we start doing, whether he's getting it from his dress or the same story book, he's questioning from the Quran and the Hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, in Tirmidhi Sharif, he comes and he was about half an hour. He was on his deathbed. When a person is nice and he gives talqeen, then every person near him says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadu Rasulullah. So that person who is passing away is his best state of sakra. He also says the kalima. That's the end result is taken into consideration. So we say that this person who is passing away really does die, that he must leave with the kalima on his lips. That is why we pray, Ya Allah, give us good ending. Fatima bin Khair, we pray for, huh? All of us. So when the person is dead, then you give him this talqeen. Abdullah ibn Mubarak was talking over, he was dying. And the person gave talqeen. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak accepted the talqeen and he recited the kalima. And he was now waiting for this. And he was his last thing. That person gave the talqeen again. Rasulullah said, don't give the talqeen twice, not to put it in the sentence, the sentence of Rasulullah said, give us the talqeen once, when the person accepts it, he's dying and repeats it, then the person is quiet. Simple. The person who is dying and recording to recite the kalima, he recites the kalima. Now you keep quiet and you preach one and he doesn't say something else. And if you say, keep reciting kalima in front of him, then you make it confused and say something wrong. So after saying once that he accepts, then keep quiet. Followers of Sunnah told me. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he was passing away, when his deathbed, lying on his deathbed, the person that comes to visit him. What has the done for you? My brother is easy. When the man is passing away, all the village girls come to look at him, all the village wives. Come look, father is passing away, husband is passing away, have a good look at him, he's dying. And oh, Baba, some girl is passing away, some woman is passing away, everybody come look at him. Parada and Baba, what is Parada? In the number of the allowed, we only from his deathbed, he realized he saw his person got his trousers. Trousers below the ankle. So he lifts the trousers up. Rasulullah Rasul, he said, here five Zaraka. Left the trousers up. Just barely saying him, lift the trousers up. Ittiba' Sunnah, follower of Sunnah. Allah Muhammad. Then those people who are practicing our religion, those people who teach us, those people who make sabkat and iman and worship and iman first, those people who came to Islam first, from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those people who follow them and have the quality of ihsan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them a jannah, under which there are rivers flowing and khalidina fiha abada, in which they will remain forever and ever. And this Zalika Fawz al-Azim, that this is the indeed the great, Muhammad the great, Hiram the great reward. Well, that's what Allah is talking about, few people. Eh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those people, Asarifuna and Al-Waluna. And they will be people who follow them. Now, those who have been in Ansar, there were during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their time is past. Now what is left? The third division. Those people who follow the Muhajirin and Ansar. So one division was Muhajirin, another division Ansar. Third division, those who follow them. And all three divisions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with them, and they have happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All three divisions, they behave according to the Quran and Sunnah. And you know that the Ansar and Muhajirin have behaved according to the Quran and Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them into Jannah, and there will be a river story, so there is a river story, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them khalidina fiha abada, then he keeps them forever and ever there, as Zalika Fawzul Azim, and that is a great achievement. Actually, we have done. Why we have done? Anybody question? Why have we done? Who started? Is there proof in the Quran and Hadith? You got a piece of paper in the pen, and a paper. Just cover. If you were to do anything in Islam. If you were to do anything in Islam, then you look at Quran and Hadith, the Ahad of Islam. If, for example, the Imam Shah in Fajr Namaz, instead of reciting two, he recites three, what do you do? The out of it, where you got the third one from. If the Imam Shah, if he recites one instead of two in Fajr, what's wrong, Imam Shah? Where is the addition to subtraction? See? We all know it. Where we know it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The two must be noticed. We know this is in the Quran and Hadith. If the Imam Shah comes here, one day some Imam Shah comes here, he got no belief whatsoever. And he says, now the belief is some essential. Then you say, this Imam Shah, what is wrong with him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep the belief. Let the belief flow. And cut the mustache. And every, all the four, I must say that the beard must be for so long. This is so different. So you see, all of Islam is the Quran. Everything. Not just what we have done. It is knowing the Quran. It is knowing the Hadith. No Sahaba. No Tabi'in. Did it? Why are we? Have we got spiritual inspiration somehow? Are some of us getting wahi? There are 6,666 ayahs in the Quran. No. Not one of those ayahs says what we did today, right? Not one of those ayahs says that we must do what we did today. 6,666 ayahs are going against us and we still do. Not one person can say that one of those 6,666 ayahs says that we must do this. There are six famous kitabs: Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Abu Dawud, and Nasa'i. Six famous. And every of 5,000 to 6,000 hadiths in each. 5 times 6. That's 30,000 hadiths. No. Not one of those 30,000 hadiths say that you must do. You say we love our Rasulullah. You say we have Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Aliyah Rahmat Khattar. I believe of all of my Jobal, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Aliyah Rahmat was a peer, was a saint. There's no doubt a great sin. The fear on a fear. How do you mean that we should follow him? Yet we don't even know when he was born, when he passed away. What he saw, how many books he wrote, what he did for mankind, what he did for humanity. Do we know all that? We don't even know what maslak he came from. The apostles were taught. Four Imams, Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, and Hanbali. How many of us know this? Of what school of thought Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Aliyah Rahmah was? Let me tell you. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Aliyah Rahmah, in the starting, in his youth, etc., he was a Shafi. He was following the Shafi Maslak. when he saw that there was no boost for the Hanbali maslak, for the Hanbali school of thought, then he said that I will now adopt the Hanbali maslak school of thought, and he became a scholar in Hanbali, and he propagated Imam Hanbali. Right? Yeah, let me just tell you one of his maslak, one of his things. We came here well and good. It's a small town, it's a country town, right? The upper city. So small that when something happens, one house, the other house. Very small. I know, now there's something from circular has come around and that we have gathered. And every day, with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslim is saying, Hey al-Salah, Hey al-Salah, no one. Hum bhi hota tha kabhi to raha hota hai. The proof of the Quran and Hadith has come for Salah, come fight and believe. Muslim is saying, Hey al-Salah, Hey al-Salah, and no. You know what? Very few. Why don't we get this turn out here for every Isha? Some circular is sent around. Are we coming here to please the man who sent the circular? Are we coming here to please the person who are behind the circular? Have we questioned about the circular? Is it right? Or if someone gets a telephone call from somewhere far, oh, you must take Khatam al-Quran today. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmat Jansi. We are sending pizza alayhi salam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani alayhi rahmah. What about Rasulullah? What about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? What about Hazrat Umar? What about Hazrat Uthman? What about Hazrat Ali? What about Hazrat Talha? Zubair? Bilal? What about all of them? Maybe Lakshma? About Hazrat Hassan? Hazrat Hussein? Fatima? Aisha? Rukaya? Uma Habiba, all those we have forgotten. And it is the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah Jamaah that the highest of things cannot equal the lowest of Sahab. While we have this topic, let's take a few more topics that we can analyze and speak. My brother, there are 124,000 Sahab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased. They are Jannat. For them we got no Quran Khari. For them we have got no Urus, no Iyari. No 124,000 Sahab. No one is what we need. No one. And no one can prove that we are what we need today. Today. Why are we? Rasulullah stated the Quran that the deen is perfect today. I've perfected your deen today. And I've completed my favor upon you. So see, we are now living in a place, mashallah, Allah forbid, that our deen is imperfect. That's why we are created this. Our deen is just to push rather than push up. That's why we are trying to invoke the remnant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 6,600 no mention of this, what we have done. Six books of hadiths, no mention of this. So thousands of hadiths. 124,000 sahaba, no mention of this. After that, the tabi'in. Sayyidu di tabi'i summa al-ladina yalunahum summa al-ladina yalunahum. The sahaba, then after that, the tabi'in. Just for text saying that I've mentioned there were 200,000 sahaba. If there were 124,000 sahaba, there must have been 200,000, much more than that tabi'in. 200,000 tabi'in. Not one of them is what we need. Then the tabi'in, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat which I read, that if they have the quality of ihsan, then we should follow them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Take another 200,000 tabi'in. Tabi'in. One of them. Where have we got spiritual inspiration? Have we got wahi? Who told us?
Are we followers of the Quran? Are we lovers of Rasulullah? Why are we doing this?
The relation is before that we are relating again, because it is for this occasion also. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was standing to make his khutbah for the Eid. On first day, he started making nafil ibadah. He started making nafil salah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala told him, said, "Oh man, stop. Stop." The servant stopped and said, "Ya Ali, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I'm making nafil salah and stopping me. This is a good thing that I am making. This is a praiseworthy thing, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm making namaz. You're stopping me." Who is Hazrat Ali? Son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Khalifa of Islam. He says, "Oh man, I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See the criteria? I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we are going to do? I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why are we? That he says it. That, oh man, now listen to this. This is very essential to understand. It is what you have done is good. That act you have done is good. But this is not the place for it. It is praiseworthy, but this is not the place for it. Because it is not proven. And that which is not proven is vain. And that which is vain is devoid of good. And that which is devoid of good will bring no sawab. That which is vain will bring no sawab and not proven in Islam." How we are proven to it? Regarding sending, reading Quran and sending the sawab to the deceased, we are not against. But we are against the method. What the people say to create confusion among the masses. They say, "You see, if I was lecturing in some other place, then I must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I make dua for the community that it receives your lectures. That when I requested that I want to speak tonight, I went to the garage. So Brother Yasin and I told him that I would like to speak. I actually wanted to speak before the khatam." He said, "You may speak after the khatam, and we are always ready to hear it." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-haqqu murrun," the truth is bitter. I'm sure that some of us are feeling that all these years we are doing it over Kola. But now why? Idea that there is a reason why someone did not tell you. And why I am here. I want to state the facts clearly. Because, my brother, I have got no financial link. I have got no monetary link. I am not afraid that when I leave here, that there will be a letter waiting for me. Mufti Sahib, you can now leave the town to buy it. I don't know connection. And with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the church that I work for, at site, and I'm a trustee there, you can see it. Irrespective of whether we are paid. When the thing is going wrong, we immediately say it's wrong. Stop. Felt it all. No one felt anything wrong. That's because there is a process of learning and teaching. And the Imam of the house must be given this freedom. Oh my brother, give him the freedom. Don't tie him down. Don't tell him that you speak out against what we do, we fire you. And you will never progress spiritually. The true Islam cannot come to the place. So we have got the Quran, nowhere, the interpretation, the Hadith. the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Sahaba Tabi'in. How many thousand people? All these ages and errors, we got nothing of this sort. And today, somehow the other we are trying to invent this. And are we going to get sawab or something that is not proven in the Quran, Hadith, Sahaba? Regarding the Sahaba, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah view is that kulluhum azul, that all are just in the Salahah says, regarding this word just, he says that this word azul means every male or female, sane, adult, mature person who frees himself from sin. Rasulullah gave 10 Sahaba Basharat of Jannah. For them we make no Isalat. Rasulullah in the Hadith, my teacher Al-Mufti, Sayyid Al-Khuri was said that there is in the Hadiths over 50 names of Sahabi who have been given Basharat of Jannah. For them there is no Isalat. And I was saying that the people try to move the masses. What they say? Oh, these people with long white kurta, they belong to global. And they know what we should do. And we, for better me, we want to do it. Good news I have brought. From the old kitab of the Bareilly, Fatawa, Jadiba, Fatawa Asriki, page 29, he stated to read the Quran, to congregate and read the Quran, to read it aloud. Impermissible is a bomb. Yes. So the people cannot say to you that the Bareilly say you must read the country. So that argument is gone also. Now when we are reading the Quran, some present taking the Quran, putting the text for the Quran unconsciously. I'm not saying that you did it purposely. Putting the text for the Quran. Now we talk about respect for the Quran in advance. And if you recite the Quran loudly, when the Quran is read, and when the Quran is read, listen to it. That is why when the Imam Sahib reads the Quran, listen to it. Who are you listening? Although the Fuqaha has stated that you may read and listen to it. And we are not against the idea of sending Isa alayhi salam. All, everybody, all the ulama say that to invite towards the Isa alayhi salam is to invite the relatives and associates of the deceased and make Isa alayhi salam is wrong. Nothing. To make it, you must come, otherwise, you must combine it. Some of us are sitting here with that idea. I don't know. I'm not combining, no. $30. Why? That's why we are here. Make it customary. And even this, Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah has stated that when you see someone, when you see a whole society and a community, that they are regarding a sunnah as a farz, a sunnah as a farz, then you say, no, but leave the town. A sunnah, when you regard it as a farz, then you say the people don't leave it out. And all the fuqaha ikram and jurisprudence are saying that when a mustahab act, when a preferable act, a desirable act is classified in the status of wajib, then you say it is wrong. Fuqaha to congregate, to invite, to force, or directly or indirectly. If I go to tell you what will I say? When you say it's a wine. And my brother, what reason that you don't make Isa alayhi salam? For example, my father passed away. And so I would make Isa alayhi salam. I took the morning. I stood up and say, my brother, could you please everybody read the Quran and make dua to my father and Aram and Greek. He covered the case. How simple is it? What we have done. For the people who come here. And all the other things are also not. How many groups were there?
7,490.
How many? 6,390.
Then they 70,000 hadiths, 124,000 sahaba, 200,000
tabi'in, and over 200,000 tabi'in.
Now, after all this proof, what else was I saying? All these proofs, these have been thousands of proofs, all apply here, and they apply, my brothers and sisters, perfectly. And I say quite clearly, all these proofs apply to Milad al-Nabi, Urush Sharif, Yarin, Fatiha Khani, Maulud, Muharram Majlis, all of them. Many of these proofs do all of them. Did Rasulullah say to make Urush? Did the Sahaba say Yarin? Did the Sahaba say Bela? Did the Sahaba say Urush? Did the Sahaba say Fatiha Khani? Did the Sahaba say Majlis of Maharat? Did the Sahaba even make all this? The Sheikh of Muqadr Ilaniya, did he really do all this? He never do all this. That we who love it, who follow it, who claim that we love it, we are. Sheikh of Muqadr Ilaniya was in the Hanbali school of thought, and he stated one masala. He stated, is that person who misses his Zohar Salah? Then you tell him, listen, my brother, you made Zohar Salah. He said, no, I'm not making Zohar Salah. I said, listen, you make your Zohar Salah. That's what I'm talking about. Then the time of Asr begins to come. You keep warning that person, listen, make Zohar Salah. Then, when the time of Asr comes that he doesn't make the Zohar Salah, then you lock him up. And you give him 3 days. And in 3 days, we give you and make your Qaza. You beat it now. Anyway, by just making one Fatiha Khani one night, one Quran, Khatam one night, oh, eat it. But no fear pushed him. And then he slashed the 20 days. Then he says, that after the three days he doesn't make that, then you kill him. Then what he says? You don't give him Qusar. Then he says, that you don't give him janaza namaz, don't make janaza namaz for him. Then he says, that you don't bury him in a Muslim burial. You just dig a hole somewhere and throw him. There comes another janaza. But Imam Abu Hanifa alayhi rahmah says something. He says, that you tell him to make it, he doesn't make it, put it in jail. You tell him to make it 3 days, he doesn't make it 3 days, not a kill him. Why? Why take him off society? When you've got tomatoes and some get rotten, or eggs and some get rotten, what do? You take it out. So the others don't get it thrown. Same principle, yeah. And Imam Abu Hanifa alayhi rahmah says that you give him ghusl, you give him janaza and make janaza namaz for him, and you bury him in the Muslim graveyard. You see how Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ali Rahmah got this from where? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu imadu deen. Salat is a sukun of deen, a pillar of deen. Faman taraka faqad hadama deen. Who left salat has destroyed his deen. This is all the argument in the Quran. My brother, this is not a substantiated thing in the Quran. From the Sahaba, from the Tabi'in, from the Tabi'in, no one did this. How did you get this? Allah Ta'ala very well knows. And if we do not put a break to this, if we do not put a stop to this, then oh my brother, we will think that Islam is that you just go to one email and come back and ask that it should be. That is why most of us even feel this, that if we come for Islam, we come once a week on Friday, the others are born, the other days are born. That is why some of us even feel this, that if you just go for Eid Namaz, but stay your hand whole. Here is free, it's chutti. That is why some of us have this stupid opinion that Hakmadi is Dal Pao Thaiku. We eat Dal Pao someday, on the day, and first Baksha is there. You know, for the whole day. These are all these things will come inside. And worse than Kawali will come inside here. Then music will come.
there's all sorts of wrong things will come here. One door, the slide door is open. Let us close that and let us come back to Islam, the true Islam. There is no such thing as saying that the Arabs are doing this. That there is no such thing as saying that the people in India are doing this. There is no such thing as saying that my forefathers did this. Forefathers, then we have no people. There was an old lady in Medina, in Mecca. She was walking the street and she had a very big pocket to pick up. So she was looking for someone to pick it up. And she happened to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She did not recognize him, she did not know him. She said, "Oh, young man, pick this up." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped. It was helpful. He picked it up and said, "Hey, son, what are you doing?" Now, the old lady, she did not know who she was addressing. And she was, as the old lady, they carry on in order to their faith. What is in the mind of the faith? He said, "Oh, young man, you know, there is one person who's come here now in Mecca. New temple. He comes with a new idea. He comes with a new ideology. You know, what he thinks? He thinks what's real is what the forefathers said is wrong. He said, what the forefathers said is wrong. He comes with things, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He calls his ilah, he calls it Allah. And he says, Allah is one. He thinks all this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, young man, you must keep far away from him. And then take your iman away. The iman of the forefathers. You keep far away from him. And then you take our deen of our forefathers away. The same forefathers here, my brothers, our forefathers, the Hindus, very well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made hidayat. Today we are missing hidayat. And there's many an intelligent man, my brothers, holding special degrees, BA, LLBS, Baladam, scientists, and etc. And in many dharmatma to our eyes. Praise the Lord. Worship in the eyes and ringing bells and running around the eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy, he gave us Islam. And this is what we thank you to do in Islam, to practice what the Quran and Hadith tell us to do. So she says, say far from him. Oh, he's come with a new thing, come with a new idea of worship. After the journey was over, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the parcel down and said, "Hey, Mama, this is your parcel." He said, "Oh, what's the cost of it?" He said, "For this service ring." He said, "No, I will not take it. I've done to help you." He said, "You're a good man, you're a good youngster. I take heed of what I have said. By the way, who are you?" "I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah." "So, oh, you're the person. So then you're a very bad person. You do all this. You're a bad person." This is how they have kept us far away. They don't go to them. Don't go to these people. Don't go to these people who are wearing flowing beards and hats and flowing kurta. They tell us to leave the deen of our forefathers. My brother, that you should come back to the deen of Islam. And there is no such thing as Arab Islam or Indian Islam. Or Jobati Islam or Berenbe Islam. Say Islam to the Quran with this Yahweh Islam. Islam is found there, if it is found there, we'll do it. If it is not found there, we'll do it. For today, my brothers, if the rector of Darul Diyoban, where we studied, if he has to say something wrong, contrary to the Quran and Hadith, we'll stand and say he said wrong. We'll stand and say he said wrong. The Quran and Hadith does not say that, and he says something else. He's not wrong. That he will say that this is right and this is wrong. He'll say this is right and this is wrong according to the Quran and Hadith. If the Haram Imam today has to say that something is halal and now become haram, or haram and now become halal, we question him and say, "Where? What's the proof?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslim with intelligence, with reason, with rationality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the hidayah. And most of these people who propagate that we should do all these things, this Urus, Yarish, Fatiha, 3, 10, 7, 40. Strange enough, if we take it here to this idea of having 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, etc., that the Bareilly ulama also say that this is baseless. That this is not proven from the Quran or Hadith. That there is no such thing. And what we are accused of, that these people are saying. And all of them rotate down the stomach. Haven't we got food at home? Are we not eating 3 square meals? And that food we supposed to be given to the poor, we come to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understand you of this, and how to understand this, and to follow the true Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all we can die. Tie the alim down and say what we want you to say, and then fire. What is the problem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me 2 brothers as doctors, one as a teacher, and someone who good business. And I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before I went to become an Ali, passed my message, did some borrowed machinery course, how to operate those machines, went to college, became an architect, draftsman. So today I will not say what I want to say, I say. If the community says, well, you will take too much right, you may go, say, I'll go. But the Quran and Hadith, there will be no compromise. The belief of the Quran and the Hadith, you will not compromise. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the desire to accept what is in the Quran and the Hadith, and not to accept our whims, fancies, desires, and what our relatives and grandmothers and grandchildren say. Our job is to pass the message. Your job is to see whether our proof is right. Your job is to see with a cool heart that you're saying right or you're saying wrong. Your job is to see that it's being based on Quran and Hadith. Your job is to use that intelligence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, that our deen is based on Quran and Hadith, and is he saying for the Quran and Hadith?